The tiny house movement is also getting bigger in northern Arizona, where the median price for a single-family home is higher than Metro Phoenix.
And KJZZ's Christina Estes joins us now to talk more about what's happening in the high country. Hey, Christina.
Good morning. When Coconino County started hearing from people interested in building tiny homes, they realized they didn't have codes that fit. So Amanda Atchison, the program manager for sustainable buildings, and her team got to work. They created a permitting process for houses smaller than 400 square feet.
They do require special codes for height in particular. And then for us, because we have adopted the energy code, which is a part of the International Residential Code, we allowed some flexibility on the insulation requirements. So we did allow for a decrease in insulation requirements, but we know that that still meets the spirit of the energy code, the intent of the energy code. Because the houses are smaller, they use less energy. They're very tight in construction, so they don't have a lot of air leakage and things like that. So they perform really well with in regards to energy use.
Why do tiny houses need codes? They're so small, someone might look at them and think it's kind of government just trying to get in the way of somebody who wants to live in a small space. So why do you think having specific codes for tiny houses are important?
Every house, every dwelling unit, every building has to meet a minimum life safety code, and that ensures not only the life and safety of the occupant inside it, being able to escape in times of fire, making sure, you know, carbon monoxide's not an issue, making sure their electric is safe, making sure their plumbing isn't causing problems, but it's also helps to ensure the safety of the communities that they reside in.
You know, I was really trying to get a sense of what 400 square feet looked like and felt like, and just doing some quick research online, in general, the description seemed to be the equivalent to roughly a two-car garage. When you go into a tiny house, how does it feel to you?
When I first was going into a tiny house, I was anticipating that it would also feel like an RV or a travel trailer, and I was very surprised going in because it felt more open and spacious and felt more like a home than a travel vehicle, an RV, does. And I think part of that reason is that tiny homes are being built with the similar material or the same material as a regular house. So they're framed similar to a house, and then they use windows that would go into a house. A big difference that I also notice is the diversity of space use. So in an RV or a travel trailer, the couch and everything is typically built into the unit, where in a tiny house, people bring in furniture, and then they can move that furniture as needed within that tiny house.
What's been the response since these codes took effect earlier this year, both from people who might be interested as well as developers and builders? What are you hearing?
A great response. People are very appreciative of it. What we've done is created a path for folks who want to do it and do it safe and do it legally.
So do you think you're going to see a bunch of tiny houses built on a parcel where you might right now just see one house?
No, because with our current zoning, you could have one tiny house and then one accessory dwelling unit on a regular single-family home zoned lot. But in areas zoned for multifamily or for commercial uses, we could definitely see more than one or two tiny houses going in. So it just depends on where it's zoned. But we don't want community members to that are living in areas zoned for single-family homes to think that all of a sudden there's going to be five tiny houses right next to them. And that's why zoning exists. It helps to create consistency and character, neighborhood characteristics, as well as helps to protect the investment of the community members within that neighborhood.
How many tiny houses do you have in Coconino County? Do you know, or do you know what to expect going forward?
We are currently working with five tiny house projects. None of them are 100% complete, but we are expecting in the next several months that they will be finaled. There is a new tiny house manufacturer here locally that's getting set up, so I think we'll probably be seeing quite a few more. We almost daily get calls and people coming in with an interest in doing tiny houses, either as an individual project or doing a tiny house community. And it's a way for us to address the diversity of housing needs. Housing affordability is a big challenge in our community, and as well as having a good housing supply. So a lot of people are looking at tiny houses as an opportunity for affordable housing and transitional housing, whether it's a student or a young professional just starting out and looking for a starter house, or somebody who's retiring looking to simplify.
Amanda Atchison is the Sustainable Buildings Program Manager in Coconino County.
Now, Christina, is anything similar to this happening here in Maricopa County?
Well, I checked with them, and a spokesman says they've issued permits for approximately 5 tiny houses, all single-story. However, the county doesn't have a definition for tiny houses, so it's unclear how big or how small those houses are. Right now, Maricopa County has no specific rules for tiny houses, and I'm told that they must follow the same process as other single-family houses.
All right, that's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Thanks, Christina.
You're welcome. Bye, Steve.